The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 575, The E-Bullet, March 2020. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Go over there and grab yourself some coffee or some bacon. They got it at Weaver's. And while you're there, you might want to pick up some of the barbershop hairstyle prints. That's right. You can hang it on your wall and give haircuts just like Floyd while you're stuck in the house. Or maybe you want to get an old man Rimshaw print just to scare folks as they run through. Whatever you might want to do, head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of episode number 575 is Sarah Blaine. Miss Mayberry in the chat room. It's good to have you with us. Thank you, Sarah, for supporting the podcast. And thank you for being here on the podcast about the Andy Griffith Show that we try to do every week. I've been doing these for over 11 and a half years. Oh, my goodness. It kind of hurts when I say it out loud like that. But this is a... People are always asking me, how do you keep coming up with things to talk about? There's been so, you know, so much that I've already talked about. How do I keep finding more things about a show that's over 60 years old? How do I do this? Well, it's almost 60 years old, I guess. It really is amazing. I keep coming up with things to do. But luckily, I'm helped, as we are by this week, because it's the E-Bullet. I'm helped out by our wonderful presiding goober emeritus, Jim Clark himself, who does the E-Bullet, the newsletter for the official newsletter for the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, comes out of headquarters there in Nashville. And so we're going to be running through the March 2020 issue. Hopefully you've already gotten yours in the email. It's not mailed. It's emailed to everybody. Or you've headed over to imaberry.com and just click the link there on the top of the page. And, you know, if you do that, you can just go straight to the E-Bullet. It's right there at the top of the page, the latest edition of the official newsletter. There's a link at imaberry.com so that you can find it right there. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to hear from also, which I may do this to start. We got a little note back from Maggie Peterson, and I thought you might want to hear that. And then after we talk about the stuff in the E-Bullet, we'll hear from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History. So let's go ahead and hear from Maggie. We've been doing podcasts the last 2 weeks about Maggie with interviews from her and talking about the campaign that that her family has had going, the GoFundMe campaign to try to help her raise some money for her expenses from being sick and hurt. And she's just had a lot of medical expenses and we're trying to raise money to help her out. And she has also been getting cards and letters that people have been sending to Weavers. And you can send an email to Weavers if you are not an email, but a letter, your cards or letters, whatever you'd like, to Weavers Department Store. And the link, if you just go to Weavers Department Store, scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, and the address is right there on the page. So if you'd like to do that. But Maggie's been getting all these nice letters and cards and all kinds of stuff in addition to the donations to her thing. So she wanted to just have a few words to say to everybody. And so let me get over here and play this for you. Because she called into the podcast, I should say. And as part of that, this is what she left us. A thank you note from Maggie Peterson.
Hello, this is Maggie Peterson, maybe better known in Mayberry as Charlene Darling. I want you to know I have been so moved by all the wonderful messages I have received. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you. Thank you. Little did I know back then how long the character of Charlene would live on. I am so lucky and so grateful to have been a part of the Andy Griffith Show. What a blessing. And the fans and the people who have reached out to me are the real blessing. Again, thank you. And I love you. The spirit of Mayberry is alive and well. Bye-bye.
So that was so nice from Maggie. And if you would like to help support her, you can go to bit.ly/Maggie Peterson, all one word. And that'll take you over to the GoFundMe campaign to help donate to her expenses. Or if you'd like to send a letter or a card, as I said, head over to Weaver's Department Store. When you get to the front page, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you'll see the information right there about how to send a note to Weaver's, and just put it to Maggie. We'll pretty much know what it is if we don't get cards at Weaver's. So we'll know what it is if you send it to us, and we'll forward it right along to her so she gets all your well wishes. So thank you again, Maggie, for taking the time to call in. And I posted that over on Facebook and a few other places as soon as we got it, because I wanted to go ahead and start getting that word out. But I wanted to share it here with you guys right here on the podcast, because I know as an Andy Griffith fan, you and I care an awful lot about Maggie. Let's go now and hear from the E-Bullet. That's right, the E-Bullet, the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club. I'm going to play a little background music to make this sound better. By the VW Boys, ladies and gentlemen. This is the VW Boys, and they are so kind to let me use their background, their music. So let's go and hear from the E-Bullet, March 2020. Wow. Here we go. So welcome to the second edition of the 60th anniversary year for the Andy Griffith Show. The worldwide coronavirus pandemic has made the recent weeks and likely the upcoming weeks and perhaps months confusing and trying and at times even scary. There will be continued tremendous upheaval in the daily rhythms of all of our lives. Following the lead of Ernest T. Bass, our mantra has become hermetize and sanitize. All the current concern, the disruption has included the postponement and cancellation of most upcoming Mayberry-related events. And we'll be talking about some of those in the event calendar that we'll be getting to in just a minute. And you can always head over to imayberry.com and click on the event calendar to get updates as well. With folks staying home more than usual, an interesting trend has emerged in the country. The Andy Griffith Show is reportedly seeing one of its largest upticks in attention on video streaming services. More people are discovering or rediscovering the joys of Mayberry. It was during the turbulent times of the 1960s when the Andy Griffith Show first aired. Viewers are tuning in to the comforts of Mayberry to escape, at least for 24 to 26 minutes at a time, some of the worries of the current day. And latter-day watchers are finding that longtime Mayberry fans have what they have always known, that the Andy Griffith Show is more than just an escape. It's compelling, uplifting storytelling. It's good for the soul. To all the new Andy Griffith Show rerun watchers, we say welcome to the club. Even with all the preoccupation with difficulties and unknowns of the pandemic, there's a lot of Mayberry news to report this month. What better time to grab a cup of Mayberry's finest coffee or other favorite beverage just to sit back and catch up on the recent and upcoming happenings. So this is the section that we talk about in the e-bullet called Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board and Event Calendar. Now, there have been a lot of cancellations, and I'm really probably not going to read through them all. But as you may or may not know, Betty Lynn appears at the Andy Griffith Museum monthly. Well, that's been canceled for March. Karen Knott's Tied Up in Knots show that was supposed to be in March got canceled. The March show for Leroy Mack got canceled. Betty's canceled for April as well at the museum. Right now, April 17th, Karen Knotts is bringing her Tied Up in Knots show to Whitefire Theater in Sherman Oaks, California. And this show is likely to be postponed again. It was postponed from March 20th, but we'll see. It's April 17th. So keep your fingers crossed. Maybe it is. Information is in the e-bullet and at the event calendar on imayberry.com. So go and check those out. The April 18th show that was supposed to have Rodney and Keith Thibodeau as guests, which was going to be the opening of the I Love Lucy Museum in Granville, Tennessee, has been rescheduled for June the 13th. So stay tuned to make sure that doesn't get rescheduled. And they ended up canceling an event that Margaret Carey and Maggie Peterson were supposed to be at, the Missouri Cherry Blossom Festival that was coming up in April the 23rd through the 25th. And that has currently been canceled and not rescheduled. And the Uncle Jesse Big Bass Classic that's usually held May 2nd, which would have been the 33rd year it had been held, by the way. It has been canceled as well. Currently, there are some events that are still not stopped yet, but just hold on because I'm afraid they will be. So I'm not going to read through all these, especially the ones that are coming up in May, because I'm not sure they're going to happen. That includes the Mayberry in the Midwest. I haven't heard yet. Right now, it's not canceled, but you know there's a lot still going on. So just keep on the lookout on the website for that. But let's skip a little further ahead. And we'll look at June 5th and 6th. Dixie Griffith, Andy's daughter, and a whole bunch of Mayberry tribute artists, including they're going to even have a Doc and a Festus from Gunsmoke. They're going to be at the annual Mule Days and Chicken Festival in Gordo, Alabama. And also performing with the VW Boys that you hear in the background. That's right. They'll be there. And get this, Confederate Railroad, who had the 1994 hit Elvis and Andy, they're going to be there as well. So David Browning, the Mayberry deputy, was actually in the video for Confederate Railroad as Barney. So that's a huge Mayberry thing connection. For more information, you can visit GordoAreaChamber.com. Gordo, it's G-O-R-D-O, GordoAreaChamber.com. Information is in the website, so check it out. On June 13th, Rodney Dillard and Keith Thibodeau, as I said, will be at the special guest for the grand opening of the Mayberry I Love Lucy Museum in historic Granville, Tennessee. So go and check that out. That should be a neat event. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to go. It's not too far from me, but I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to go to that, but I would love to go to that event. So go and check it out. Let's see, just hitting some highlights. Karen Knotts is going to be doing a show on June the 20th. It's going to be her Tied Up in Knots show at it's going to be at the Blue Gate Music Hall in Shipshewana, Indiana. I'm not sure I said that all right at all, but go and check it out. You can go to the website, thebluegate.com, and find out all about it. Rodney Dillard and the Dillard Band are going to be headlining the IBMA award-winning Frankfort Bluegrass Festival in Frankfort, Illinois on July the 11th and 12th. So go and check that out. Betty Lynn will be back in the Andy Griffith Museum, fingers crossed, June 19th. So go and check that out at the Andy Griffith Museum. It's andygriffithmuseum.org. And she'll be back in there on July the 17th as well. So June 19th and July 17th. And July 17th through the 18th just happens to correspond with the 8th annual Mayberry Meetup in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Hopefully July is far enough out that that event will still be able to take place. It may not be as big a crowds. We'll have to wait and see. But we've had big crowds in the past. And you're still more than welcome to try to make your way there. There will be links in our show notes about the 8th annual Mayberry Meetup, because that's all because of this podcast. That's why we have it. It's a great time to get together with fellow fans of the Andy Griffith Show in Mount Airy when it's not quite as hectic as it is in September during Mayberry Days. But I do want to encourage you, if you can only go to one event and Mount Airy, I would choose Mayberry Days. The Mayberry meetup is awesome and great, but if you've never been to Mayberry Days, you need to go to Mayberry Days and check it out. We'll be at the Mayberry Motor Inn at the gazebo watching episodes of the Andy Griffith Show in the evenings and just fellowshipping and having a good time. There's an online registration form, which would help us know when you're coming or if you are coming. So go and check out the e-bullet and check out that information in there. That same weekend, not only will Betty Lynn be at the museum, but so will Neil Brower. Neil Brower giving his Professor Brower lecture on Hot Rod Otis. That'll be on July the 18th. And he'll be back on the 15th of August. And he'll be doing, that time he'll be doing the Bookie Barber at the Andy Griffith Museum. So for information about that, you can go to andygriffithmuseum.org. All right. So, and the big event of the year, which it always is Mayberry Days coming up September 21st through the 27th. It'll be the 31st annual Mayberry Days. And special guests that have already confirmed are Betty Lynn, that's Thelma Lou, Darlin' Boy Rodney Dillard, he's a guitar player in Darlin' Boy, and Ronnie Shell, he was on two Mayberry roles and played Duke Slater on Gomer Pyle USMC as well. Karen Knotts, Don's daughter, will be there. There's a golf tournament. We're going to have Michael Hoover, his Memories of Elvis. T. Graham Brown will be there, along with Colin Ray. And James Gregory, the funniest man in America, will be doing shows. The Embers, a Motown review, and Band of Oz. And John Floyd, the Mouth of the South, the Mouth of Mayberry. Mouth of the South. That was Jerry Clower, wasn't it? Mouth of Mayberry will be there as a comedy and having some fun as well. More stuff there. Head over and check it out. You can go over to MayberryDays.com and you should be able to find all that information. All right. It's MayberryDays.org. I think both work. But check it out, MayberryDays.org. Of course, in October the 3rd is the 60th anniversary of our show. That's right. So we got to do something that day. I don't know what we're going to do, but something has to be done, whether it's a podcast or something. We're going to have a live event. I don't know what it'll be. But happy 60th anniversary is coming up for the Andy Griffith Show. In November the 1st through the 7th, Clint Howard, Ron Howard's little brother, will be the special guest for the Mayberry Cruise number 15. It's going to the Eastern Caribbean aboard the Carnival Breeze. You may still be able to get tickets. Information about how to contact and who to contact is right there on the e-bullet. So let's look at some news of cast and crew. By now, most of our readers likely have read on our Facebook page and elsewhere that Maggie Peterson Mancuso, Mayberry's beloved Charlene Darlin, has had a really tough past year or so with medical issues from shoulder surgery to several falls and most recently a broken ankle. She was in physical rehab facility for most of December and all of January and February. Fortunately, Maggie was allowed to shift to home care before the coronavirus wave hit the United States. She has made great progress and is mending well, but all of Maggie's health issues have resulted in large medical bills that have greatly exceeded her insurance coverage and have put a strain in her family's capacity to provide direct help. So Maggie's niece and nephew started a GoFundMe campaign for Maggie. There's already been tremendous outpouring of support from Mayberry fans, as we heard earlier in this episode of the podcast, but Maggie still needs more help from us. Not only does she have a backlog of bills, but she and husband Gus are needing to have ongoing health care assistance. These trying times are trying times all the way around for just about everybody. The impacts on the financial markets and people's jobs are affecting all of our bottom lines and therefore also our ability to provide financial help to others. But if you find yourself in a position to donate to Maggie's fund, you'll be helping a truly darling person in her time of need. We're hoping Mayberry comes through with even more hats full to help Maggie than Briscoe needed for the thirsty radiator on the Darlin's truck. So I hope you can do that. And I agree, if you can, If you can, that would be wonderful to help her. And if you can't, I completely understand that. Send her a card. She'd enjoy that. Ron Howard, Rebuilding Paradise, is his documentary about the aftermath of the devastating Paradise Campfire in 2018. It had its world premiere at the Sundance Film Festival on January the 23rd. Ron is also executive producer of Once We're Brothers, Robbie Robertson and the Band, which was produced by his Imagine Documentaries and others and released in theaters in February. Ron's working with George Lucas to develop Willow, a Willow TV series based on the 1988 film, which Ron also directed for Lucas. The series is being developed for the Disney Plus channel. Doesn't yet have an official green light to start production, but there's a lot of creative momentum behind the project, including Ron's excitement about it. And Ron is signed to direct The Fixer, a movie based on a true story about CIA-related Chicago mob-linked plot to kill Fidel Castro during the Cold War. Ron's Imagine Entertainment is also a producer for the film for Paramount Pictures. Man, Ron Howard, poor guy, can't get any work. Betty Lynn, Thelma Lou, continues to greet fans and sign autographs at the Andy Griffith Museum in Mount Airy, North Carolina, on the third Friday afternoon of every month that the coronavirus doesn't preempt. The museum wisely canceled the March and April sessions even before it was official that the government advised to do so. If you happen to be the governor of North Carolina, you might even run into Betty on the third Tuesday of a month. That's right. Governor Cooper wanted to visit Mount Airy and tour the Andy Griffith Museum, and most of all, he wanted to meet Betty Lynn, all of which he did on January the 21st. Isn't that cool? Other stops for the governor included the TV Land landmark statue of Andy and Opie, also in the Playhouse Museum grounds there, the Snappy Lunch, and Floyd's City Barbershop. He is truly a big fan of Mayberry. Isn't that cool? Oh, as of Valentine's Day, Margaret Carey, Mayberry's Best Muggins and Hill and Scobie, is now Margaret Carey Boeke. I hope I'm saying her name right. It's B-O-E-K-E. Margaret and Bob Boeke. I hope I'm saying his name right. Boeke or Boeke? Boeke. I don't know. Let's go Boeke. Margaret and Bob Boeke, a beau from her teen years, reconnected in 2019 and then reunited at Mayberry Days last September, 7 decades after careers and geography took them on separate paths. She's now 90 and he's 94. Ever romantic, the sweethearts chose Valentine's Day to be married. The happy newlyweds have recently moved to Sarasota, Florida, Margaret from California and Bob from South Carolina. And so it is that Margaret's pixie-dusted fairy tale has a wonderful new chapter. That's awesome. Best wishes to the happy couple, young at heart couple. That's exactly right. All right. So Maggie Peterson, Ronnie Schell, Jackie Joseph, Keith Thibodeau, and Clint Howard are the Andy Griffith Show cast members who are slated to join Karen Knotts, George Lindsay Jr.'s, and others, including popular Mayberry tribute artist, in Mayberry Man, an independent film being written by and to be directed by Stark Howell, son of Hoke Howell, Mayberry's Dud Walsh. Court Howell, another son of Hoke, and Greg Schell, son of Ronnie, are helping produce and promote the film. A successful six-week fan-based fundraising campaign officially wrapped up with parties on February the 29th in Burbank, Mount Airy, and Danville, Indiana. Depending on the vagaries of the coronavirus and any related restrictions on travel and gathering, the filming is scheduled to begin in Mayberry at the Mayberry in the Midwest Festival in May. Other key locations for filming will be in and around Mount Airy during Mayberry Days. All right, so that's a wrap for the cast and crew news for this issue. So stay tuned for more that's happening. The Mayberry Man movie, the schedule for the filming is still being worked out as of today, because I actually got an email about that. So if you're involved or going to be involved in that, just stay tuned. They'll get with you, get with us eventually. All right. So there's a lot of sad stuff in the Ebola at this time, you know, that that we talked about already. One was remembering Jack Burns. We remember that. And there's a great write-up in the e-bullet if you haven't already read it. We talked about it and went through some of it, at least on the podcast a while back. But Jack Burns, wow, what a career he had. I've always felt like he was just not... I've always felt bad about the way his Mayberry time went. I've always felt bad about that. And also, we had Gene Reynolds, who passed away. He directed three episodes of The Andy Griffith Show and died of heart failure in Burbank, California on February the 3rd. He was 96 years old. There's a great write-up in him about that. He directed first season episodes, Alcohol and Old Lace, Andy the Marriage Counselor, Mayberry on Record. I mean, he has done so much. He's been involved with MASH. So go and read his story, because it is an amazing story, all in the e-bullet. There is so much information in the e-bullet. I want to encourage you to make sure you get copies for yourself, or at least head over to imayberry.com and read it there online. It is an amazing thing that Jim puts together every other month for us all. Another noted passing was Fred Silverman. He was a television executive, and we've gone through that. You know, he was at CBS when the rural purge happened. Yeah, let's not remember that. But then he also teamed up with Andy for some little show he did called Matlock or something like that. So he made it up eventually. All right, so the chapter updates. Several new chapters have started started in 2019, but none have been founded this year in 2020. We're still holding at 1,466 chapters of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club since it was founded in 1979. So there's information about how to do that if you'd like to be to start a chapter of your very own. You can go into the e-bullet and the information is there exactly how to do that. There's a merchandise update, which is always in the e-bullet, which is all Weavers department store stuff. There's all kinds of t-shirts at Weavers, sweatshirts, new Mayberry cookbook. It's not new, but it's a new version, the 60th anniversary edition of Aunt Bee's Mayberry cookbook. You'll want to check that out. It's hardcover. And hey, the coronavirus may be keeping you in the house, but you can order coffee directly from Weavers. That's right. You can even get decaf if your husband's getting on your nerves, giving decaf coffee. Maybe it's the caffeine. And I know you can live if you just get some country bacon from over at Weaver's. So go and check it out. One of the cool things about the Mayberry's Finest coffee and bacon is the Grascals, the bluegrass brand, their van that they're riding around in right now on tour has pictures of Mayberry's Finest stuff all over it, as well as weaversdepartmentstore.com in a banner on the bottom of the van. So if you see it going down the road, take a picture. We need to be a part of that. That is really cool. So head and check out all the stuff there. So let's talk about a little bit of chapter news. The Mayberry squad car owner is owned by Ken Anderson, the Mayberry guru of the Mayberry Memories chapter in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, was recently named one of the, quote, cars of the decade by Old Cars Weekly magazine. Congratulations to Ken and the chapter for that honor. The Mayberry chapter of Knoxville, Tennessee, recently published its latest issue of its printed Mayberry Minutes newsletter, 16 pages jam-packed with news from the chapter and throughout the world of Mayberry. Members of the chapter also traveled to Mayberry-oriented events in Danville, Indiana, and Florence, Alabama, in recent weeks. There's photos and everything of that in the newsletter, so go and check that out. Members of the Pepperelli Pizza chapter from Rayford, North Carolina, and the Andy chapter from Nashville, Tennessee, rendezvoused earlier this month, in March, for meals and marching in Selma, Alabama. Later that week, the Nashville Bunch got together with the members of Get a Bottle of Pop chapter at Tuscaloosa's version of Morelli's. Isn't that nice? That's great. And some Andy Griffith Show Reenrichers Club members who attended a meetup, or as they preferred to call it, the eat-up at the Danville Cafe in Indiana back on February 29th. The gathering, which included five chapters and at-large members from four different states, was timed to help celebrate the end of the official fundraiser of the Mayberry Man movie. The chapters represented were Briscoe of Mayberry from Indianapolis, $1.25 chapter, from New Philadelphia, Ohio, Mayberry chapter from Knoxville, Tennessee. What did Calvin Coolidge say? That's a great one. I like that one. From Baseville, Indiana. And now you're going to Glenn Ford it all over town from Vitsburg, Indiana. Did I say that right, Jeff? Still Ugly, Single, and Print and Prunes. Great, great chapter name. From Casey, Illinois. They were all present. And that's the end of our chapter news. Folks, there is so much there. There's stuff about all the Mayberry stuff on the web, including the imayberrycommunity.com, which is a Facebook-type site that's all Mayberry-related that I and Colonel Harvey, Keith Brown, run. So if you don't like Facebook, you can head over and join iMayberry Community and get some of that Mayberry fun there. And, of course, here at the podcast, we were able to head over and see the Mayberry Effect documentary at the George Lindsay UNA Film Festival. Some of the chapters that were able to attend were the Mayberry chapter from Knoxville, Tennessee, the Hearty Eating Men and Beautiful Delicate Women from Tuscaloosa, and the Mother Figure chapter from here in Huntsville, Alabama. The film actually won the Clyde Sappo Black Sweet Home Alabama Award for the best film highlighting Alabama that was filmed at least partially in Alabama. It was a lot of fun. So definitely you want to go and check out. I just, again, want to encourage you to go and check out all the stuff there in the e-bullet. There's more. I didn't even cover it all. So there you go. I talked for 15, 20 minutes on that. So there's much more there. So go and check it out. So friends, now is the time that we get to hear your favorite part of the show, because it doesn't include me. You get a break from all my talking. We're going to go over and hear from roving reporter Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
I've been planning to feature all four of the Dillards in individual reports, and with Doug Dillard's birthday being so close to the first appearance of the Darlings in the Andy Griffith Show, these reports will now be spaced over the course of a full year. As mentioned, I gave a report on the first appearance of the Darlings on March the 18th, 1963, just last week, in the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast number 573. This week, I'll talk individually about a member of the Dillards, Dean Webb. Dean was born on March the 28th, 1937, in Independence, Missouri. Dean was exposed to music as a profession early on, as his uncle, Bob Crawford, was a singer and songwriter in the singing cowboy group, the Texas Rangers. While still in grade school, Dean became enamored with bluegrass, and particularly admired the mandolin playing of the legendary Bill Monroe. After graduating high school in 1955, the following year, Dean and two cousins formed a band, which led to his actually beginning to learn the mandolin when the two instruments he was really more interested in, the banjo and fiddle, were already being played by his cousins. He bought his first mandolin in 1956, and built on his early admiration of Bill Monroe by buying Monroe's records, as well as recordings by Jethro Burns, and teaching himself to play by listening and trying to reproduce the mandolin playing heard on those records. While working various jobs to get by, Dean eventually formed a band called the Ozark Mountain Boys. Maybe it is not surprising that this name was chosen, as Dean was from the Ozarks and bluegrass bands often used boys in their names, such as the Country Boys, who also appeared in the Andy Griffith Show. But this band is not the same band mentioned in the previous podcast about the Dillards that Rodney and Doug Dillard formed. It may be confusing, but Dean helped form a band called the Ozark Mountain Boys, and Rodney and Doug also were founding members of an entirely different band, also called the Ozark Mountain Boys. Just as Rodney and Doug knew Mitch Jane and had appeared on his local radio show, Dean also had met Mitch in a similar way. At a bluegrass festival in Salem, Missouri, where Dean's band, the Ozark Mountain Boys, were performing, Mitch was the MC and introduced the band. Dean actually met Rodney and Doug when he was introduced to them at a different bluegrass festival by Dale Sled, a member of the legendary bluegrass band, the Osborne Brothers. The three hit it off quickly, and Dean was soon recruited to join the Dillards. The Dillards recorded their first album in St. Louis, with Dean playing mandolin for the initial recording, then overdubbing bass on all the songs. A year later, when they decided to move to Los Angeles to try to get a recording contract, their friend Mitch took over on bass, forming the lineup of the Dillards Mayberry fans also know as the Darlings. The four Darling Boys were generally unnamed, but the scripts did assign them names initially. According to the script in the first episode in which they appeared, Dean's character was named Ward Darling. But Andy Griffith soon made a change when they were actually filming the episode. In the scene where Briscoe believes he has smuggled all of his children into a single room at the Mayberry Hotel, Charlene points out he forgot one in the alley, telling him Dean's character, Other, was still down there. The name of Ward was changed to Other as an inside joke. Lee Greenway was the makeup supervisor for the series, and was also quite a musician himself. Andy and Lee would often play together between takes, and of course, in the episodes featuring the Dillards as the Darlings, they would all jam together. Banjo player Lee Greenway's middle name was Other, so Dean's character's name was changed in order to get a reaction from Lee. None of the Darling Boys were named in their subsequent appearances, at least as aired during the black and white years, but oddly in the second script, it was Mitch Jane who was now listed as Other. In the color episode, The Darling Fortune, which also marked the last appearance of the Darlings in Mayberry during the series, Andy actually referred to the Darling Boys by the musicians' real names. Dean never did any acting outside of Mayberry. In addition to his six appearances in the Andy Griffith Show, his only other acting credit was in the 1986 television movie, Return to Mayberry. Dean passed away in 2018. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. Wow, always such good reports. If you'd like to make sure you don't miss out on anything Randy's doing, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he will definitely make sure you know all about it. Oh, man, I don't have it right here with me. I was going to show you, he has started the Andy Griffith Show Ambassadors Program, and I have left that laying in a different location. I was going to show it to you guys tonight. Great, certificate you get with that if you join. And so go and check out in our show notes. There's links to that. So go and check it out. This is a really neat thing he's doing, and it's just another way to stay connected in Mayberry. So send Randy an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. And I know you're going to enjoy this. It's a really nice document. So I definitely encourage you. So thanks again, Randy, for all that you do. I have a letter I wanted to tell you guys about just because it came in nice. The show's starting to wrap up, so if you have to go, I understand. But if you're interested in things, we recently had the Two Chairs No Waiting meetup over in Florence, Alabama, during the George Lindsay Film Festival, to watch, partially at least, to be able to watch the Mayberry Effect movie. Well, as part of that, I got to meet a really nice military fella and his buddy, Jake. His name's Jerry Ross, and Jake was his friend that came with him. And he wrote me a handwritten note, which I just don't get handwritten notes anymore. I don't ever write handwritten notes because, well, you couldn't read them. So I don't. But he said, Alan and Jen, I hope the quarantine is goes well for you. Things are certainly interesting, but I can't complain much. He's basically talking about the base where he is working alternate work schedule. So you work 1 week and you're off a week. I know exactly what that's like. We're trying to do all the social distancing, and all of his projects and hobbies and everything are kind of, he's getting to do a little bit of that. He said, following the meetup, Jake and I returned to the training that they were doing because he's from California. And Jake, I forgot where Jake is from, but they met in Germany, I believe. Anyway, they were both going to the same school down in South Alabama and came up on Friday night to the meetup just to visit with everybody and to be a part of it. And he says, following it, they returned to our training, which was then ended a day early because of the coronavirus. So it was a bit of a difficult time to get home and start figuring out what the way forward was going to be. He said, I want to thank you again for your warm welcome at the meetup, and not just you, but Jan and Otis and Danny and Randy and all the others who attended. We genuinely had a great time just fellowshipping with you all. And so he goes on to say some more stuff. Jerry, thank you so much for that. That means a lot. And he sent me a coin. There's coins that they always have. So he sent me a coin from his project that he's working on. It's a really neat coin. Sent Jan and myself one. So thank you, Jerry. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed your little time at the small Mayberry events, and someday you'll be able to come to a bigger one as well. I'm sure there's something else I was going to show you tonight, but we're already 40 minutes into this, so I think it's probably time to start wrapping up. Friends, it is always great to spend time with Mayberry people. You know, like he said, he was able to just come and spend time with us all there, and that's something that we can do right here online. Even in this time where we're social distancing, we don't have to be distant. We can talk and visit with one another right here on the podcast. So I'd love to hear from you. If you'll email me at floyd@imayberry.com, that's okay. I wouldn't mind getting it that way. But if you'll call me at 888-684-8415, like Maggie Peterson did, people can hear your voice and you can tell us what you think about the show and just about the Andy Griffith Show in general. I would love to hear from you. So if you do that, give me a call or send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, folks, have a great Mayberry week. Stay safe, and we'll see you next time here on Two Chairs.